You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You want me to die?
That's not true at all.
Do you remember what you said?
I just hope that you're never home alone when it happens.
That's me hoping that, God forbid, if something does happen to you, that you're not by yourself. In your opinion, I'm going to get the text message, Dave Rothenberg has passed away, and this is going to play the background.
You think they do it by text? Maybe.
What would the text say?
Dave is dead.
You wouldn't even get a phone call.
Would you leave me like a ready-to-go pineapple?
I'd want to stuff you.
To leave you right with me in like the studio.
I'm sorry.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I can download apps.
If you can do it, anybody can do it.
Thank you, because I'm an idiot.
On 98.7 ESPN.
He sounds like Gloria Estefan.
I'm being bullied, and I don't like it.
Oh, stop it. You've never been bullied in your life.
Gloria Estefan?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's not who this is.
Prince.
The guy has no idea what he's talking about.
I didn't. I don't.
He's confused. Coco lost the first set.
9-0, 6-4. She got broken on serve, and she got broken. And now it could get away quickly. Yeah, but I don't want to. Can we please not focus on the tennis?
I'm not focused on the tennis.
I don't want to do too much tennis.
I got to take the next hour off so I can figure out my vacation. Am I not trying?
Have you ever seen, RJ, have you ever seen anything like the stress level he puts himself through?
He's rattled.
No, he stresses me out.
He is rattled.
I mean, what do you think he was like before he proposed to Cassie? He must have been
easy. It wasn't a problem at all.
You get so stressed out with the most
picked out a
normal,
beautiful ring. I know
stuff.
We've been together 8 years. She's going to say yes.
He's a massive overthinker.
There are times where we spend the breaks here being wildly productive, breaking down angles, stats, numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times like this break where it was just Rick and our boss, John.
Screaming at each other.
Yes.
Yelling.
That's the truth. Screaming.
And then Dave threatening to what time he will leave today, no matter what.
Totally unrelated, huh?
I don't think what I did was unfair. You heard what I did. I wanted to have the right amount of money in the meter and not waste it either way.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's John and Rick screaming at each other. And Dave, anytime there's a brief pause, I'm leaving at 10:40 no matter what.
No, I got to be back to the car by 10:40.
I don't even know who you were yelling at.
He wasn't.
I wanted to make sure that if I buy 10:30 on the meter, that that's going to be enough time for me.
He was interjecting into our conversation, our yelling.
Well, it was your conversation was very awkward.
It wasn't meant to be awkward.
Well, it was.
No. There's nothing worse than someone asks you to do something, and then you try to do it, but don't do it, and they act like you're not trying. I'm attempting to do it.
He wants you to give him the time you'd like to take off for vacation this summer.
I have a flow chart of all
Why do you need a flow chart? Just pick a week.
I can't pick a week because we have, I got a September week gone. We can't do that one. I got a golf tournament. We can't do that one. The Jets can't do that one.
Well, why can't you take every other day that week except for the Jets training camp?
Because that would be weird to just come back for one day.
Why?
There's no continuity. There's no flow there.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to flow into Jets camp?
Flow into Jets camp? I think you and I have such a good flow.
I want to flow into Jets camp.
You want to flow? So that week out?
Yeah, probably out. Golf, middle of the week, out.
That was tough. I mean, there were phrases like, listen here, you bleep.
I didn't hear that. There was a you bleep?
I'm not going to say even who said it. There were phrases.
I can guess.
There were threats of replacement. There was a lot going on in that break.
There was one. I won't get into specific
people.
I
can't believe what was brought up.
Well, you think that was a good way to start the conversation?
I don't think it was great.
No, right.
There were even dollar figures dropped on what it would take.
Yeah. How do I start the conversation? Have some delicious pineapple.
Right.
How does he start the conversation?
But you know what? I said, have some pineapple. He goes, why are you pushing the pineapple on me? I'm pushing the pineapple.
Right.
I see a friend, a delicious treat. Yeah. I'd like to marry the two.
Right. If you were dressed up as Donald Duck right now, he would have been eating out of your hands.
Yeah, he'd be sitting in my lap right now.
On your face.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
On your bill.
The retort basically was, I've priced out your replacement.
Yeah, that's what it was. This is great.
Oh, goodness.
And it was threats. There were threats. This will be all in the meeting. You better check the meter.
I'm not exaggerating. At 10:30, I'm up and I'm out.
No, I'm in the parking garage. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay. RJ, do you believe this? 10:30, up, out.
Absolutely.
I've seen it at the tailgate. You were talking to listeners.
All right, bye-bye.
And it got to be like 104, and you just
it was not 104.
Goodbye!
It was 12:52.
Bye!
You said, all right, bye-bye, and walked away.
But I had to get in for the game.
Mid-conversation.
Had to get in for the game. All right, we got to talk about the disaster that is the Mets from last night. And that's the word I use. You say you didn't expect to win that game going in. No, I didn't expect to win the game going in. But when I get a two-run homer from Lindor, and a couple batters later, a two-run homer from Pete Alonso, now I'm leading 4-1 after five innings. You know what? I expect to win that game. It goes away like that, and now I'm staring 6-4 loss in the face. And tonight becomes a massive game for Scherzer.
Well, it's a big series. I mean, say what you want. I mean, it's a big series. So you have a chance in game one. Like you mentioned, I mean, it's Carrasco, and he's pitched well. But the two games that you really point to in the series where you felt really good about it tonight was Scherzer.
Right.
Scherzer, Morton. And then tomorrow's going to be a tough matchup. Verlander's great, but so is Strider. But still, I mean, those are your two horses.
Is it fair to say I can't get swept in the series?
Yes. Very fair.
I cannot get swept. What's today? Today's Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning, they get swept. I'm going to be belligerent.
Yeah. I'll be right there with you. It'll be Friday's show will be a complete mess.
Yes.
If they get swept.
I'll tell you right now.
Might be crying. I could weep.
Really?
He throws Kelly on. I can't tell you what's going to happen.
I won't weep. I'll tell you what, they'll be my Friday morning roast. If the Mets get swept by Atlanta, I'm going first and I'm roasting the hell out of that organization.
Yeah, I don't know. See, here's the frustrating part, too. You mentioned it. I mean, this is one of those games where Carrasco through five was good. He was really good.
It was really good.
You have the third inning, you get the back, you know, you get two-run home runs from your guys, the guys we keep talking about. I know with so much emphasis is put on Vogelback. I mean, he's batting fifth last night. I don't get it. And then, you know, how come Alvarez isn't catching? How come we can't see Vientos? Like, we're all focused on that. But the Mets, in order to turn this thing around and get back to who we expect them to be or who they expect themselves to be, it's the Nimmos, the Lindors, the Martes, the Alonzos, the McNeils. Those are the guys that need to perform at a certain level. Like, there are expectations for those guys. And outside of a couple things you could point to, you know, Pete's home runs, leads the league in home runs.
Is it 22 now?
22 now. Yeah. Francisco's runs batted in. Pete's runs batted in. But outside of that, like, this team has underperformed.
Well, it's time.
And last night was a chance where, okay, both these guys came through. You got a three-run lead. And then you mentioned the sixth inning. And, of course, like all bad innings usually start, leadoff walk. And now you're going through the heart of their lineup for a third time. And, you know, Drew Smith comes in, gets two right away. He can't get himself out of it. So, listen, Atlanta's a good team. Atlanta's a better team. I don't know what you want me to say. They're
understand.
A better team.
I understand. I'm not saying they're not better, but you're up 4-1 through five innings. That's a game you should win. That's all I'm expecting. If they went in last night and Atlanta scored three in the third and the Mets lost 5-2, you wouldn't hear me freak out or even all that upset. You wouldn't.
You say that, but here's the thing, though. You say that. It's a game you should win, but it's a game that we've seen them lose plenty of times already this season. It's been part of the problem. Right? Like, I mean, you had good starting pitching up until the sixth inning.
Right.
You have a three-run lead. That starts to slip away. You bring in the bullpen. Drew Smith is not, I mean, he should be, but he's not right now on the list of guys in the bullpen that I trust. So no. What happens? If you don't get that magic number, which is get through six,
right,
is you start to get exposed a little bit.
And he was down to needing one out, and then they get the double into the corner, and then the base hit after the wild pitch, and now you're trailing.
Well, and then you get another double. You get the McNeil mistake. Then you get the wild pitch. So now Ozuna's on third.
Right.
You know, Arcia up the middle. Escobar
now, if he's not on third on that play, he probably doesn't score from second base. So it's all these little things.
Right.
When you're not playing good baseball, the little things
come
back
to absolutely haunt
you. But
that's the thing, though. I don't understand what happened. Last year, that's all we talked about. That's all we talked about. The benefits of having someone like Buck. Right? The difference that you would see. He would know every rule. He'd have the guys ready. They were buttoned up. They were fundamentally sound. They did all those things last year. All of them.
And now it's gone.
Gone.
It's gone. Doesn't exist.
Gone. Mental mistakes, stupid plays. Like, I mean, this again, when you're struggling, and if it's the pitching or it's the hitting or whatever it is, and you start compounding that by making these mistakes that you know you shouldn't be making. Like McNeil going to the corner, tries to pick up the ball twice, drops it twice.
I know. It's very frustrating. 1-800-919-3776. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group. In the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Let's get to some of these Mets callers. Dino South Plainfield. Good morning, Dino. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're frustrated, but we're fine.
Well, frustrated. I've been in Mets camp almost 40 years. I really don't know what to do with this team other than getting rid of Epler. And finding guys, like, I love Pete Alonso, and I really like Lindor, but these guys don't have this winning attitude, desire, like, win at all costs. They don't have this desire. I mean, you see guys.
Well, how do you say that, though, Dino? You guys, they play every day. They play every day, man. What do you mean they have the desire to win?
The desire. Like,
you question. You
basketball.
Yeah, but you question. Hold on.
Oh, it's yelling.
Hold on. Stop for 1 second. I'd like to have a conversation here. Do you think that so you tell me from what you've seen from Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso that you question those guys wanting to win?
No, not question wanting to win, but this win it all. No matter, we have to win these games. Like they strike out.
And you don't think they're trying to win, Dino?
I see McNeil showing more anger than these guys. These guys laughing with the other team. They're losing 5-0. They're just joking around. I'm sorry. There's no leadership. I mean, are these guys leaders?
There's a difference between having the leadership that you're talking about and a desire to win. You're trying to make two different points here.
No, but it's one. Okay, let's go to basketball. Jimmy Butler. Is he talented as LeBron? Is he talented as the other? No, but this guy has a desire to win.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing, though, man. It's not the same thing. Basketball, you have a bigger impact because you're playing offense and defense. You can facilitate when you're not making shots. If you can't hit in baseball, it's not because you're not trying to hit. You just can't hit. Francisco Lindor, defensively, has been great. You don't question that. The guy shows up every single day. If the guy wasn't interested in being a leader or winning, I'm struggling right now.
How about when last year when they said, we want you to take a day off, he said, there's no way I'm taking a day off.
Right, Pete, I mean, it's not like, have you ever, one time in your life, questioned Pete Alonso's effort? Never.
Never.
Baseball's a funny sport like that. The harder you try sometimes, the worse it is, because if you can't hit, you can't hit.
You can't play harder.
But it's not like
it kills you.
How many swings you think Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor are taking before games in the cages? They won't say it.
Hundreds.
Tommy Pham will tell you. Look at my hands. They're all chewed up.
Yeah,
thanks,
hundreds.
Tom. Yeah, right. Like, they're trying it. No, absolutely not. That's silly.
You watch Alonso and don't think he cares and don't think he's trying? The guy's trying desperately.
Right. Now, are they...
Look at his defense. His defense stunk. He was a bad defensive player at the start of his career. He's not okay. He's a good defensive first baseman now. Is that because he doesn't put the work in or try?
Okay, here's the thing, though. No, that you're right. Here's the thing. Do they have their Aaron Judge? Is that Pete? Is that Francisco?
Does anybody have that Aaron Judge?
See, I don't know that. I can't speak on that.
Are there clubhouse leaders?
Like,
that's a concern.
Right, like I think Pete is probably that energy guy, like that fun-loving, dry-humping the dugout kind of guy. But I don't know if he's the one to stand in front of get the guys together before a game.
Yeah, I don't know that he's the guy everyone looks up to and says,
running the team meeting.
Yeah, I don't know about that. In fact,
probably not.
The limited amount I do, I'd say he's probably not that guy.
So do they have that guy?
They might not, but that's not what he said. He said they're not trying.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second. I just think that, maybe
they're struggling.
Maybe they outkicked their coverage last year, too.
Dude, there are plenty of times, like when I had during the course of a season where it's just the puck looked like the size of a Skittle, and it didn't matter. I could take 5 million shots in practice. I'd show up for a game, and I would stink. It wasn't because I wasn't trying. I can promise you, I was trying as hard as I've ever tried in my entire life. I just was not good.
And the mental side of things are huge
it's all of
in
it,
sports.
But it's all of it. Because there are times when you sit in a locker, and I promise you, I look around and go, I don't think I'm going to let a goal in. There's no chance we lose. And then there are other times where it's like, I'm not sure I'm going to make a save.
And you don't know why it comes or why it leaves.
And we're probably going to lose.
Have that feeling, and then it goes away, and then it comes back, and you don't know why or when or how or where it's going to come and go.
And the great ones can make sure that doesn't last for an extended period of time. Like that feeling of being lost, they find a way to fix it fast.
It's all.
And right
it's
now
so
we're 61 games in. The Mets haven't been able to fix it yet.
Not yet. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran.
What's up, guys?
How are you, buddy?
Good. I got this new Bluetooth I'm working with, so hopefully you can hear me good.
RJ, does this pass muster? Isn't it no speaker, no Bluetooth?
I'm not on speaker.
No, but you just said you're on Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's not great.
What if he's on an earpiece,
I'm not on Bluetooth. Hold on.
Earpiece.
What are you in? What's happening?
So I put him on hold.
Okay.
We're gonna think about our actions, and we're gonna return.
So if I call in with my ear pod in, good or bad?
Bad. So here's
I gotta be hands free.
Well, I like.
Okay. Fred. So here's where we're going. You gotta be hands free. That means you're driving.
No. I could be walking. I don't want to walk with the phone on my against my face.
I like Fran a lot. Here's the thing though. I said, no speakerphone. You're making me be very literal now. He went to Bluetooth. It's kind of all in one, you know?
What I don't understand is why he would tell you that.
Because he's excited about his Bluetooth. It's a new fancy toy.
RJ,
like when Sherry gets a new toy, she's not excited about it?
I'm confident that...
Excuse me?
I'm confident Fran will be back and better than ever. We should do anything but let Rick talk at the moment.
Haven't up and find yet.
He shut down.
Why do I have to deal with this?
Because
no, really, I didn't sign up for this.
You knew what you were signing
so,
up for.
So let's see. You got to wake up in the middle of the night. You got meetings after the show now that you have to sit there and deal with. You got to spend extra money on parking meters. We're gonna maybe not give you your vacation that you've earned. And oh, by the way, your co-host is going to ridicule you throughout the show and mock your family.
All of this is correct, yes.
But I didn't sign on for any of those kind of things.
I think you kind of knew what you were getting into.
That was one of the great reactions of all time.
I'm flummoxed. I don't know what do I do? Help me, Raymond. Help me. What do I do now?
Are you going to be okay?
You need how do I get out of this? I feel like Patty Hearst. Remember her? She was taken by like the Symbionese Libyan organization, whoever she was taken by. I want out.
I don't think you can get out of this.
I want out.
I think you're locked in.
I don't want to be locked in.
Get a safe word, RJ. So if he gets flummoxed, he goes right to
a
call.
You take the reads.
No,
I'm going to up and go.
No,
I'm going to rent my parking spot after someone.
You got tennis. You're good
till 10:30.
Brouncher's here.
Yeah, that doesn't do that much for me.
The kissing bandit.
That's right. You guys had that moment,
yeah,
didn't you?
It's nice.
My favorite part about that was we asked Brouncher how the kiss was, and he says beardy.
I was perfectly shaved though. I don't understand.
But
he's beardy.
Not. Maybe he was tasting himself a little bit. Oh,
excuse
That's
me.
It.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh my.
It's possible.
Is he capable of that?
I don't know. I don't know Mike that well. But he's going to be invited to the bar mitzvah.
He looks pliable.
I like him.
He didn't get invited to Rosemary's wedding. And they're supposed to be tight.
You did not?
No, and they're tight.
Get on a mic. Please get on a microphone.
And they're supposed to be like thick as thieves, these two.
Wait, this is very troubling. As he gets himself ready, this portion of the show brought to you by Acura. Precision crafted performance for exceptional lease and finance offers. Visit Acura.com. He's our imaging director, but he's a friend, is what he is. He's a mensch of a man. He's Mike Brouncher. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, fellas. So full disclosure, yeah, on that, I did not get invited. However, full disclosure, for my wedding, I didn't invite Rosenberg because at the point that I got married, I wasn't very close with him. But now
you are.
I think he was probably looking for easy cuts, and he's like, "Well, you didn't invite me to mine, so I'm not going to invite me to yours." I'm like, "Okay, that's your prerogative."
And you're not hurt by this?
He is. You can tell in his voice.
No. Listen, would I love to go? Sure.
If you were getting married now, would Rosenberg be invited?
Yes.
So he's making a statement then by not inviting you.
Yeah. Yes. But that's okay. Listen, you're allowed to invite whoever you want to invite.
Of course, you can.
And like, obviously, you both would be too.
I also was not invited to Michael's wedding.
Mine.
Yeah,
correct.
You're Michael, right?
Yeah, agreed. A mistake.
Right.
Mistake, but also, like, you know, I sort of kind of get the whole, like, numbers thing and all of that, so I'm sensitive to that. If he doesn't want to invite me, that's okay. I'll...
See, he's a better person, I think.
Yeah, but
here's
the thing, though, Brownie. More offensive, though, is it the initial, like, hey, you're not invited, but you kind of, like, once he explains it, you understand, or being, hey, you're not invited now, but if I have a bunch of people on the A-list that cancel... You'll be my second
right.
choice.
You're like the loser list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's obviously you don't want to hear that. That,
right.
That makes you feel away. I also think that perhaps I was initially invited, and then I got...
You got cut.
I got cut.
You think it was like... But he's inviting 250 people.
It was some of the fat that got trimmed.
If you can't be top 250, how close really are you?
Fair.
Excellent
question.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, too. So, like, you know, it kind of is what it is, and I'll save the money, right?
I would invite you to my wedding. Anything.
You know what? I'd be there in a second.
He's going to be at Alex's bar mitzvah.
He better be.
He better be. What do you mean he better be?
If he's not there, I'm not coming.
Why?
Well, because at the end of the night, if I need someone to kiss goodbye, he's got to be there.
You know, it's a fair point. Can I sit you guys together?
Oh, I think you should. You have to.
You want fireworks or not?
I don't know that I want it to go that far.
You want extra pyro?
Raymond, you should cue up some Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
We can make that happen.
Look at you producing the show now.
He's very talented.
Oh, he's the best.
Very, very talented. All right. Michael, goodbye. Thank you for all you do.
He's
terrific.
The best.
Yeah, really terrific. RJ, put those headphones on.
Sing it. Get up there.
We'll always love you. We'll always love you.
I'm sorry.
And I'm done.
It's like the bad church choir singing. What is that?
I feel emotional when I hear Whitney.
Well, I saw the hands. Very emotional.
She was in The Bodyguard. Very good movie.
Awesome movie.
Kevin Costner, very talented.
One of the great national, maybe the greatest national anthem ever.
Super Bowl 25.
Of all time.
That's right. January 27th, 1991.
I don't know how you remember all that.
I have a lot of knowledge.
Lots of knowledge.
All right, RJ, there's not an open for everything on the show, but for stuff you missed, there's a fancy open.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Well, you didn't miss this. It only happened moments ago, but...
We'll always love you.
Well, I don't understand why you
laughed. Did you see the hands? That was good. Really it?
You're like a method singer. You're not a method
He's
actor.
He's like a meth head is what he is.
Oh, no.
That's another shot.
Yeah.
And you brought me back, and now you kick me away again.
I can't get you too close.
He's got to keep you right where he can see you.
When you take vacation, it could be a treat here on the show.
It's going to be.
So now I'm not going to take vacation. Is that what you want?
How brilliant would...
You've got to protect my seat?
How brilliant...
I wouldn't put it
would
past
Winthrop be if that, in fact, was not a plan, but he said that, so you became all defensive and decided not to take vacation? If he's that level of genius, he wins.
There's no way. The man took a 36-hour vacation to Disney. He's not capable. He's a sociopath.
That genius.
He's got to make up for it somewhere. Diabolical. You never know.
All right, we haven't touched on this yet. PGA Tour, LIV Tour, DP World Tour, all coming to an agreement to merge. This about a year or so after Jay Monahan, who is the PGA Tour commissioner, said this.
I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. My heart goes out to them. And I would ask any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
So a year later, Jay... Your thoughts.
I recognize everything that I've said in the past and in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change. And I think that, you know, in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's got us to this point.
Appears the big picture has changed.
Yeah, but the people that were affected by 9/11 haven't, though.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So the people that he referenced as to why all the players deciding to go over to live was a problem. That hasn't changed. What's changed is the financials of it, where
exactly
all of a sudden
that.
They're hemorrhaging money because of the litigation, which all stops now.
And now they're willing to swallow their pride and their stance on appropriateness because they're in financial turmoil.
Turmoil, not to mention the fact that the people that run live have a... It's the private investment fund. That is worth $620 billion.
Yeah. They have endless amounts
billion.
Of money. Endless
$620 billion.
Let's squash this for the moment, RJ, because I want to get to this next. So why don't you move along here?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't mean to say that negatively. I just don't want to give too
just
many
squash
opinions.
It.
Squash it.
Squash it.
It's been squashed. Game 3 tonight down in Miami. Heat and Nuggets. That series tied at 1. You can hear it. And all the NBA Finals games right here at 98.7 ESPN.
Coverage. We have a number on this game?
I can look it up. Coverage starts at 8:30.
Beautiful.
You care to guess while I examine them?
Come on, David. Who's favored?
So let's think about this now. Miami was what, 8-point favorites? I mean, Denver 8-point favorites in game 2.
I have the number.
Tyler Hero ruled out for game 3.
He's not going to play.
Oh, I was just getting to that.
They switch venues.
That's
I'm going
right.
to say Denver by 2.5.
Denver by 2.5.
What are you going with?
I'm
going
to go... I'll go Denver by 3.
By 3.
One of you is exactly right.
Dave.
Oh, no.
It is Dave.
Damn it.
2.5.
Well, I can't. How am I can win? I can't win.
No, you can't win.
No, you're set up to fail.
Set up to fail.
It's all you can do.
Sorry.
You came very close.
Welcome to my world.
Wow.
He was so close to just going 2, and then his lips all of a sudden at the last second.
So if I would have gone 2, you go 2.5?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know he's leaving today at 10:40 no matter what?
No,
he won't.
10:30.
I will drag this meeting on for as long as possible.
I'm not exaggerating. 10:30. Okay, bye-bye.
All night long.
I'm telling you, that's what you'll hear.
It's like you're a starting pitcher. You use your timeouts.
Yep.
Have a couple mound visits.
Fake an injury. Cramp.
Lay on the ground.
I'll do whatever it takes.
10:30. Francisco
I'll cause
Lindor.
A scene right by that door.
You can cause a scene all you want. I'm out of there. I know how to break through the walls now because of the fire marshal. I'll be right out of here.
I will dead body. But there's no wall in here to break through.
You weren't here for that. You don't know.
The soundproofing walls that you want to paint, which you can't paint.
No, I realize that
you
now.
You can't get through those.
the cloth walls, you can't paint those. No.
Dave tried. Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso both hit two-run homers yesterday. Not enough. Carlos Carrasco loses his touch a little later in the sixth inning. Mets lose their fourth straight. Trail the Braves by 6.5. Former Met, Jacob DeGrom, we talked about it. And if you missed it, you can check out the podcast. Tommy John surgery.
You see this garbage? Look at this garbage.
Bill Barnwell.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, AFC East rankings.
Oh,
Jets are last.
Jets last.
It's like he wants me to attack.
Isn't he on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 9:30.
Oh, this is going to be heated.
Can we get him in studio?
This segment's going to be a disaster, isn't it?
No, it's going to be great.
Let me check it out.
He's
trolling us now.
Didn't you say he said nasty things about the Giants, too?
Yeah, we don't even have time to get to that today. He had a whole litany of reasons why they're going to take a step back.
I'm going to fight him tomorrow.
Maybe multiple steps back.
Drag him here. Get him from the seaport. Well, bring him here.
Let me ask you this. We got other stuff to do real quick. What do you think of the Vikings? Pretty hot candidate to take a step back, right?
Yes.
He says the Giants are right there, if not worse.
Because the Vikings, he's doing the same thing, though. He's doing they were both good in one possession games.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Lazy.
Yankees, no hit through six innings. No answers for Lucas Giolito. IKF ended Chicago's combined no-hit bid on a ball.
Which was gross.
Should have been caught. But either way, Josh Donaldson, his third homer in three games in the loss. Nice story for Liam Hendricks, his first save since returning from his battle with cancer. When it comes to Aaron Judge, 10-day IL, didn't break the big toe, but has a ligament strain. That's not good. He heads to the IL along with Nestor Cortez. See you a homer yesterday. Not in this game. Different game. Aaron Hicks.
Of course he did.
Surprise, surprise. Gary Sanchez hitting home runs.
Yep.
Hicks.
Baltimore does lose, though, to the Brewers. Luis Arraez. Hitting 4-0-1. Two more hits yesterday.
2-for-4 last night.
Yep, 6-1 win over the Royals.
See what the Marlins are now, by the way?
They're good.
Six games over.
Arraez, the first player to be hitting 400 or better through this stage of the season since Chipper Jones, 2008. Reds called up top prospect in baseball, Ellie De La Cruz, goes 1-for-3 with a double, 2 walks, 9-8 win over the Dodgers. Alek Manoah, not in the big leagues, he's set down after getting only one out.
Did you hear how hard the ball that Ellie De La Cruz doubled on was?
It's hard.
113 miles an hour.
They got some good young players.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Robert Saleh, confident Quinn Williams will get a new deal figured out soon. The Jets going to wrap up their offseason program earlier than scheduled. Saleh going to give them an extra week off. So
great.
After this week's OTAs, that'll be it until they open up camp.
Ugh.
He said it's because of the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd.
No, it's because Aaron's done.
It's ridiculous. You have a chance to actually practice more. And you're like, with a new system and a new quarterback, you're like, guys, go.
What do you think, Aaron?
We'll figure it out at some later point. It's great.
And DeMar Hamlin was back at practice taking reps and team drills with the Bills for the first time in 6 months yesterday.
It's amazing.
What a story.
That's amazing.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This really upset me yesterday. And the more I thought about it and the more people I heard discuss it, it upset me more and more and more. And that's what happened with this LIV Golf situation. Listen, I get it. People are out for money. I understand that. But at some point, there's got to be a right and wrong. And how do you have a take months ago where you want nothing to do with LIV if you're the PGA Tour? There's Monahan, right? The PGA commissioner wants nothing. I mean, you heard RJ play the audio so negatively about everything going on. And he had people that died 9/11. And now a couple months later, you know what? You don't understand the exact circumstances. Let's get into bed with these guys. How?
Well, because I think the part of what he thought was that it would just go away. That they would realize that it wasn't going to be feasible, that they weren't going to get a lucrative TV deal, which they haven't. I mean, they're signed up with CW. They have their two best players going down to the end of a tournament tied, and they click over to Penn and Teller reruns and you name it. The Goldbergs.
It was a joke.
It's a joke. But they all, I mean, because of the litigation, because of how much money they're paying.
Because they have endless amounts of money.
Lawyers who they're going against have endless amounts of money. I mentioned there were, I mean, what they're up against is a fund. It's the public investment fund that's I mean, it's $620 billion. $620 billion. They've already sunk about $2 billion.
You can't even wrap your arms around how much money that actually is.
Right. And so now, litigation done. They're not spending money on the lawyers. Now they get all their best players back. They'll apparently, they're going to fine the guys that defected to live. They'll fine those players. Who knows how much.
How much are you going to fine those guys?
Exactly.
How much did
I think here's the bigger problem for me, which really pissed me off, was that you got these guys, you have the faces of the PGA Tour.
Rory McIlroy, Tiger, you treated them so unfairly.
John Rahm, that decided, no, we're going to stick with you. You talk about loyalty and being a part of the PGA.
And Rory went out there and like really stuck his neck out for your tour, and this is the way you repay him? He had no idea this was going
to
happen?
No, they look like the big losers because they're talking about guys that wanted to support the tour, and now they dispute this.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
No. Greg Norman said the Tiger Woods turned down between $700 and $800 million. Rory, $400 million. Hideki Matsuyama, between $300 and $400 million to stay a part of the PGA Tour. And now those guys that left and that you were critical of, they're not going to be allowed back in this tour, made the money, will have a small fine or whatever it ends up being, and get exactly what they want.
Exactly what they want. So they get to be on all the big tournaments on TV. The tours are going to be merged.
Well, they get the money. They didn't have to wait as long as anyone thought. Then they're back. They'll get fined and they'll be back on the tour.
It's a disgusting look. It's a disgusting look. And you know what? Honestly, what with Gordon Gekko, right? Greed is good. Money is good. That's what it feels like.
Well, it wasn't handled the right way. The fact that no one knew, the fact that there was no consultation with Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, the guys that were out there in front of this thing.
How can you do that to those guys?
They're pissed. They want him out.
He's not going to be there for long.
Well, I don't think so now. How he's, he
there's
it.
No way. I mean, you couldn't have had. I mean, listen to this audio again.
Sounds like Greg Norman's out too.
Well, he's a fool, Greg Norman.
Sounds like he's gonna be out. And that's one. I mean, I tell you, that's the one thing the Tiger did say. Like it felt to a lot of people like this would be inevitable. That at some point, like if they kept backing, if the people who started Liv, who were in control of $620 billion, decided that this is something that they wanted to continue,
and they want to drag this thing out,
they have unlimited funds. They'll keep doing it. So at some point, they would have to merge. It would just be a question of how they decided to do it. This was not the proper way to do it.
But didn't you owe it to the guys that have...
Yes.
I mean, it's embarrassing is what it is.
Absolutely.
If I'm Rory McIlroy, I am red hot.
Pissed.
I don't want to be on this tour anymore. I know
there's no choices now because they got the European tour too now.
I get it. They have everything. It's all one conglomeration. And it makes sense that they would do it. But my God, you treated a guy that stood by you through thick and thin so poorly.
Who turned down hundreds of millions of dollars to stand
so
by you.
So poorly.
Awful, and he looked stupid because he had no idea.
And you couldn't give him the courtesy of, I'm gonna tell you beforehand.
Is this gonna be okay?
Well, even if he says it's not okay, you're gonna do it anyway. But at least give him the courtesy of telling him what's going on.
Lie to me. Tell me, like, here's why we're doing it. Explain to me. Like, you don't have to. Like, you may not convince me, but I mean, if Rory McIlroy's goal is to do what's in the best interest of golf and grow the game of golf, and you can explain to me, like a man, after I've had your back and this tour's back the entire time, the reasons why we're doing this. Say, hey, listen, we're not going to make it. Like, we cannot sustain this. We don't have enough money to pay for all the litigation and the lawsuits and everything else. It's a foregone conclusion that we're going to have to merge. This is the amount of money that they're going to pump into this thing. Our TV ratings are down because we don't have all the best players. Like, we all got a taste of that, right, with the majors, when all of a sudden, Brooks Koepka wins the PGA Championship. You got actually the best players playing in the same tournament. That's what people want. Because golf, you're not going to... Dude, there are a lot of unbelievable golfers. But no one draws the eyeballs that Tiger draws.
No one. No one ever has and no one ever will,
okay,
I don't think.
Like, Tiger's going to be gone soon. And you got no Tiger carrying this thing. So you're going to need all the best players you can get. And a lot of those best players are playing over in the Live Tour that no one's watching. So at some point, you're going to need those guys. Koepka, Dustin Johnson.
Absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, you name those players. They got to come back.
You need a full crop of guys because let's be fair. Tiger Woods is done anyway. I know he's still participating. I can't imagine he's going to be relevant in matches in tournaments.
Yeah, your two
forward.
Biggest stars are, I mean, on the way out. I mean, it was Phil and Tiger, and both of those guys are at the end.
How about Phil, too? He had this whole diatribe where
looks like the big winner in this, though.
Yeah, but years ago, he would never take that money, and it's disgusting, and then he takes the money, and now he comes back, and he's giggling on Twitter.
Well, because he's the big winner, because
he
takes all the slings and arrows, but he gets paid a ton of money, and now he gets exactly what they all wanted.
I've heard rumors of this. How bad do you think his gambling problem is?
It was bad.
I've
heard plenty of rumors. That was initially the first wind I ever caught of it was the reason why he was always a Titleist guy, and just out of nowhere, he changed the Callaway clubs and put them in play immediately. Like, usually a guy's changing clubs, like, it's going to take me some time.
Right.
And it was because the rumor was that he had the Callaway kind of helped out with his.
Terrible. Here is Jay Monahan, PGA commissioner. This is, last year. When you hear him, it kind of makes
it's
you
gross.
It kind of makes you sick a little bit. Here is from a year ago on PGA and Liv.
I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. My heart goes out to them. And I would ask any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
How do you look yourself in the mirror?
I think in his mind, he's making the right call because of the finances involved with this whole deal.
And that's what it comes down to, right?
Well, but that's all money. Be careful what you say initially. He must have thought when he said that this Liv thing's not going to last. Like, they'll get bored of it. It won't make any money. But here's the thing. Like, and this is with all leagues. If this public investment fund wants to start buying up leagues with $620 billion,
yep.
You can make some pretty enticing offers. Hey, we want to join you. We're going to give you two. We're going to invest $2 billion here and $2 billion here.
At what point did they get involved in the NFL?
With that kind of money?
I mean, you can buy the whole NFL.
Well, but this is the thing, though. When you start talking about how expensive these teams are, like, you're getting to a point now where, like, I mean, $7 billion to buy a team. There's not a lot of people on the planet that have
finances. 300 times that amount of money.
$620 billion.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This is actually could be, and I don't know that it will be, could be segment worthy on another show today. You ready? Oh, boy! Oh, boy! You ready, RJ?
As I'll ever be.
Are we 100% sure? Like, yeah, this is factual, right?
I mean, I'm never 100% sure with anything. I'd say 99.9% sure.
This is troubling.
No, it's happening.
We don't want to spread misinformation.
It's not, you know, Guillaume Balag is reporting it.
Wait, is that how he
has a million Twitter followers.
All right.
A million.
Okay.
And you know what they say about Guillaume?
When he
says something, it's happening. All right?
Oh.
Put it down in pen.
Yeah, put it down with pen for Guillaume.
I see what you're looking at.
Here we go. RJ, this is big life-changing news for
you. Big news, jazz hands.
Lionel Messi has decided.
Saudi Arabia.
Inter Miami, MLS.
Wow.
Yes.
That is big news.
I wasn't kidding you. Inter Miami.
Wow, that's before Saudi Arabia, that was long assumed to be his destination, and then the money flowing in that Rick alluded to last segment, we thought, you know, 3-4, who knows how many hundreds of millions a year he would end up there. But wow, he's coming stateside.
Yeah, how about that?
That's Messi!
That's really something. A lot of people will view that as, now I'm sure this is also a massive payday.
No, but it can't be that level.
He could buy the whole league for what they were going to pay him.
I'm reading an article right now
that
said they were going to offer him a 2-year deal worth 1.2 billion euro.
Right. Well, what I was
which is more than $1.2 billion.
Right. But what I was going to say is I'm sure it's a massive payday when you take out the top of the scale being Saudi Arabian money, like old pre-Saudi Arabian money.
But how much money could he possibly get per year?
There'd have to be other stuff involved, too.
They probably gave him a piece of the team,
ownership. With Beckham, he had the chance, the opportunity to eventually buy a team.
Yes.
There's companies involved with this.
There's much more to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
To turn down 1.2 billion euro for 2 years.
But that's a huge deal. Like, if you live in this area,
you'll be able to watch
Lionel Messi next year.
Do you believe that a show on this station today will spend a segment discussing Messi to Inter Miami?
A full segment?
A full segment.
No.
6.5 minutes.
Yes. It's a good over-under.
Yeah.
I'd take 7 minutes.
You would say over 6.5.
Sure, Ange would, too.
I really did.
Four today? How many?
He can't help himself.
I haven't golfed in a while.
All right.
What?
Nothing. I guess it's my own fault.
No, it's just I really
set you up for that.
Yeah,
one,
it was
though,
perfect. You're like Bagger Vance, like boom,
Karch Karai. It's like, all right, I'm going to set it up for you. You hammer it home.
Yeah, I'm already seeing there's a seemingly an Apple TV Plus Lionel Messi docuseries that's going to come out. It's all going to happen.
It's all going to come full circle here, isn't it? It's exciting.
It's a huge deal. I know he's 35, and I know you're not getting, you know, prime age Messi, but he just was a great player in the World Cup.
He's still
tremendously talented.
One of the biggest draws still.
No, he's the biggest draw, no?
Him and Ronaldo.
Yeah, so he's going to be the biggest draw that you probably have access to. Like, no one's going to
definitely
watch the Saudi Arabia League.
Watch him play for
definitely
sure.
Definitely the biggest
he comes
that
up
they've
here?
Ever had.
Yeah. So that's Red Bulls
I go to Miami
and NYCFC?
I go to Miami to watch him, even better.
A heck of a weekend, right?
Oof.
Where does Miami play?
Miami.
Really? No, do we know? They don't play at where the Dolphins play, Hard Rock, right? They don't play in like 80,000 seat stadium.
No, they play.
It's called DRVPNK Stadium.
A jerk pick.
Fort Lauderdale.
How many?
I smell a trip.
We're not going to.
Can you smell it?
No, I can smell smoke.
18,000.
There's no way they can play their
can
games
smell
this
it?
Year. Smoke. That's smoke
trip
from Canada.
Fire in Miami.
There's no way. There's zero chance we're going to go. All right. Let's get back to the contest at hand, if you don't mind.
Today's All-American Ford Trivia.
Here we go. You win this, you win a chance at the All-American Ford Bronco and VIP access to the Beach Bash. Is this Yoni or Yanni, RJ?
Yoni.
Yoni Far Rockaway. Good morning, Yoni.
Good morning. Dave, I will always love you.
I love you as well. Here we go. Earlier in the show, we thought we'd be playing some Buck Showalter sound. Turns out we played what?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, you might love me, but you don't have the answer. J.R. Manhattan. There's the question, J.R. Earlier in the show, we thought we were playing some Buck Showalter sound. Turns out we played what?
Sorry, Dave. I have no idea.
All right. That's 0 for 2. It's not great listening retention.
It's not great. Well, I mean, it's... I guess you get excited. You call and then just hope you get whatever the
question
is. You know it.
Well, but now you know. You know what the question is going to be. So let's go to Jay in Franklin Square. Good morning, Jay.
What's up, guys? Hello to the company.
All right. Earlier in the show, Jay, we thought we were playing Buck Showalter sound. Turns out I hit the button, and what played?
I'm going to say it's that disgraced Daniel Vogelbach.
No,
that's not right.
No, not even close, really.
No. In fact, just the opposite.
It wasn't.
No. All right, Sean in Jersey. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right, good. Do you need the full question again?
No, I think, if I remember, I think it was you throwing to the weather.
So close.
RJ?
Not weather.
No, unfortunately, that is not accurate. Let's go to Evan in Parsippany. Good morning, Evan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, watch out for that backing up truck. Earlier in the show, we thought we'd be playing some Buck Showalter sound. Turns out, what was played?
Was it your drop of the die one?
The die drop?
Was it that one?
No. Nothing.
We're struggling today.
Nothing death related.
I don't understand what's happening.
This is RJ's baby, too. He said this would be a good question. I said, that's a tough question.
Hopefully one's better.
This would be a good question. All right, we move along. 1-800-919-3776, 888-987-ESPN. Paul Jersey. Paul, earlier in the show, we thought we were playing Buck Showalter sound. Turns out that sound was, in fact, what?
You guys, instead of going to Buck Showalter, went to traffic.
Yes, Paul. Thank you,
Paul. Put you on hold. Congratulations. You're a winner. I was getting a little bit anxious there.
I was nervous for a second.
Because we got to get to 3 stars. Right. We have a big meeting we have to get to. So I was getting a little anxious. He knocked it out of the park. All right, Mets tonight. I don't want to turn on the microphones tomorrow and discuss, well, they led 5-1 in the sixth, and then I don't care. I need a win tonight, period. End of sentence.
I need a win. I need to be in the right headspace to attack Bill Barnwell tomorrow. I got the open, which I have to be in a good mood for.
You have to be great for the open. I didn't get to my list today. We got to get to the list.
List.
We got Barnwell at 9:30. We have to get into this even before he joins us. He has the Jets as the 4th team in the AFC East, and he takes shots at the Giants as well.
Just keep your eye on the prize. That's what tomorrow's all about. We attack him. United.
Verbally attack. United. We have different ways of attacking. I'm going to Giants attack. You're going to Jets attack.
Yeah, we flank him.
You can't escape that. Visual weapons is what they are.
Yeah, I'm going to use my hands all over.
Love it. Look at that.
He doesn't know.
That was scary. Quick.
You can't even see.
Like a ninja.
Like Bruce Lee.
I didn't see the right hand.
You know this? Bruce Lee, when they used to shoot his movies, they used to have to slow down the speed because his hands were so fast. That fast.
Be water.
Be water.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that 30 for 30. No, but I'm in the middle of the Gladiator 30 for 30.
Oh, that's good.
Raymond, let's go.
Today's 3 stars.
Be water, my friend.
Number 3.
You guys just did the contest. The winner, this is what played instead of Buck Showalter.
Buck Showalter, what's the level of concern with Vogelbach?
And this traffic report brought to you by Acme.
That was terrific.
So professional here.
Totally my fault. I take the blame 100%.
Well, it was your fault. You should take the blame.
And I am.
Good.
Okay. Glad we figured that out. Number 2, Dave Rothenberg.
We'll always love you.
I don't understand why that's funny.
That's so good. Like, it's good.
I feel like we missed something on this show when you're not singing. You should be singing.
It should be
often.
An element every show.
I agree.
Get it sponsored.
Yeah, right.
Number 1.
Number 1 goes to, and I feel like we've done a good job of keeping him under wraps, but Filthy Rick, he made an appearance like 4 times during today's show. And that's not even counting those conversations you were having during the breaks. Yes, Rick, I'm accusing you of being the one who said those naughty things to John Winthrop during the break.
I was protecting myself.
I understand.
He's nasty to me during the breaks.
It's
very aggressive.
Boys, really looking forward to you guys attacking Bill Barnwell tomorrow, by the way.
If we have to, we have to. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg.
Let's go, Mets.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Ha ha. You can't get us.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.